Welcome to Talk for Tuesday, and today we're talking about options for GCSEs with
Hayley
and Frankie,
our Year 11 students. So, how did you make your decisions on what to choose for your GCSEs?
I spoke to a lot of my teachers, and they were telling me if they thought I should pick that subject or if I shouldn't. And I went mainly off what I enjoyed and not really what I was good at, because you can always get better at something. But if you don't enjoy it, then you're not really going to get better at it because you're not going to want to put the effort in.
That's what I thought when picking mine. I thought, like, if I enjoy it, then I'll be motivated to do it. So, yeah.
I just went with what I know I'm best at. So, I know I'm good at RE, I know I'm good at history, and I know I'm good at art. So, that's what I picked. Plus, I enjoyed all three of them.
I picked history, RE, and drama for mine because I think I'm doing good in all of them right now. So we've just said our options, so, like, is there any other subjects you can pick?
Well, yeah, you can pick pretty much everything. Well, you can't pick everything, so you've got to pick three, but you can pick from a very wide selection of options.
So what are the three options that you both chose then?
Textiles, history, and art.
We picked the same with those.
But there's other options that you don't do now that you can't pick, like travel and tourism, childcare, and the computing's like two different options, media and then computing.
Couldn't you used to like be able to do like politics and like photography and stuff like that?
I don't think
you did used to be able to do photography, but not enough people picked it, so they took it off instead.
That's fair enough.
So who can we talk to like feel comfortable discussing what we want to do?
Well, you can talk to your head of year. Who's the year 9?
We haven't got
it's
one.
Mr. Kenny and Mr. Bear, aren't they?
Well, you can speak to them, or you can speak to the careers advisor. Her name's Carol. She's a lovely woman. She helped me a lot. Or your form tutor, or any of your teachers. Speak to Miss Kelly.
Hi.
As we all heard, she did 12 GCSEs. So.
Yeah. Oh, there's no brag there, Frankie. But yeah, Frankie is right in what she's saying. You know, you can go to any teacher at all. I know Mrs. Kenny is organising it at the moment.
Yes, she's
doing a lot of option talks, so make use of that. She will definitely direct you or guide you into the right place. I know from my experience at school, a lot of the options that I took were based around, one, what the girls were saying about what they enjoy, but also because I knew what career path that I wanted to go down.
Yes, I wanted to be a forensic psychiatrist, so that's why I'm doing triple science. So I'm kind of teetering between forensic psychiatrist and illustrator at the minute.
Well, I want to be a teacher in the secondary school, so that's why I've gone for quite varietized subjects art and history and
variety.
Plus, colleges and stuff always say like they like a balanced education and they don't want it all focused on one thing.
So have you got like a career path? Or you just focusing on college or apprenticeship when you leave?
I've went through quite a few career options in my past year. I wanted to be a lawyer at one point, but then I really do not like writing. I came to the conclusion I don't like writing words, and I prefer to do arty subjects. So I've applied in most colleges for something to do with art, and I might become an art teacher.
Hayley?
Man is either a psychologist or lawyer, the lad picked to do in college.
So what colleges could you go to?
There are a lot of colleges in like our area that you can go to. I've applied to Liverpool City, which is in Liverpool City Centre, Carmel, Winstanley and West Lancashire College, which all provide travel to there from Carey, so you don't have to worry about getting there. But if you want to know about colleges, you can always Google them. There will be a lot of information online, or you can ask any of your teachers again about what colleges they went to.
Did you go to any career fairs or anything like that?
No.
You didn't get an opportunity because of COVID?
They did the opening evenings in the colleges.
Okay.
They always do opening evenings.
So what normally happens there?
They take you around the departments and show you like around and what they do there.
So what are like apprenticeships then?
Apprenticeships are basically sort of similar to work experience, I think, but you get paid for it.
Yeah, you get paid.
And you're in college for, is it 2 days
yeah.
a week?
Yeah.
So you're still having that education element,
yeah.
but...
Get experience at the same time.
Good, well done, Hayley, yeah.
I was looking at the Wynn Stanley website, it was saying, like, you can also apply for apprenticeships that, like, pay for university as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you got any words about, like, the actual GCSE exams or, like, any, like, grades you're, like, hoping for?
Well, I think everyone's hoping for the high grades because...
Yeah.
But
it gives you a better chance at college, doesn't
it? Get you further than what you
and
expect.
They have given us, because of COVID, a lot of, I don't know, help on the exams, like telling us certain topics that we will be on our exams that we can revise.
Are you happy that you're taking them? Because obviously the last couple of years they haven't been able to. Why?
I'd rather take them than just have it, because I feel like it's better to... have that much time instead of being graded on stuff you've done at the start, because as you go on, you get more experience on it.
Mm-hmm. However, we are not doing our art exam.
Oh, yeah,
that is purely based on our portfolio work.
So, like, why could you choose triple science then for your GCSEs?
I didn't actually choose triple science. Rooney, like, told us in top set that because of our ability, there would not be another option for us. But some of them that are in our top set now, because of, obviously missed learning because of COVID, some people aren't, like, at where they used to be. And they're thinking about how we perform on our next mocks. Some people might be moved on to the dual awards instead of triple science.
And some people want to take it because some courses preferred for them to have, like, a higher grade. And... if you want to study biology, like, if you've just got a good grade in biology and not the other two, it'll matter more than if you've got the double awards.
Yeah, and I know, Isabel, you were talking about forensics at the moment. It's good to have that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I'm taking triple science.
Yeah, so a lot of the things that you're doing need to match up with your career path. And one thing that I'd maybe mention towards the end, guys, is for anyone listening, is that you don't need to worry about a career path at this point in your life. I really wanted to go on to perform, and now I'm a teacher. So there's many different paths out there for you. And if you don't know now, then your subjects might help you when you get to GCSE.
You can always retake college for a different subject.
Yeah,
while you're in university, you can still do another course while you're working to do other things.
It's still like that where you wanted to be like a performer and change to a teacher, still like, because you've got to do it in front of the class. You've got to put like... present your work in front of the class to teach them, so
it still takes a lot of performance element.
Oh, I am a performer, you know that, guys.
Yeah.
And the options, do you like, say you pick on like art, but you didn't know if you wanted to do an art path, it might make you want to do it more because of your experience when you pick it.
So what would you say is the best advice then, girls, for year nines currently?
Just don't stress about it too much, because it's just a number on a piece of paper at the end of the day.
And as long as you enjoy it, then you'll be more motivated to do well at the end.
Well, thank you for speaking to us today. It really helped us a lot, and I hope everyone else out there can listen to this podcast and it'll help them too.
We'll see
you next week. Bye.
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 Bye.